Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about inexperienced mechanic can make a mess of your equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A lot of difference can be seen in terms of quality of work done by experienced and inexperienced person, wherein you find the experienced guy doing a lot better than the inexperienced one. This does not mean that one should never hire anybody without any experience. If that be the case, no one will ever be able to develop their skills, as we all require some sort of practical training to gain expertise in the expected domain. Eventually, it is a person who wants to get the work done needs to take the call. Ideally, one should hire a few very experienced managers and the rest as newbies. The experienced mechanic will help train the newbie and will also guide them whenever it becomes necessary. In this fashion, one with the less skill will slowly and steadily develop their knack for the respective domain, and that will help them shape their future. Servicing heavy equipment is the field where one requires a good number of years of experience. You just can't learn everything in heavy equipment in a short time. Other than that, there are a few high chances of inexperienced mechanics spoiling the machine by trying to do things that he is not confident about and also without considering an experienced person. Therefore, when it comes to maintenance work, it is always advisable that you assign the work to someone who has been doing this for a long time. An inexperienced mechanic can really make a big mess of your machine. You may want to check their peers and then give the machine to the mechanic. If you do not know how good he is, it is better that you stay away from him and try to get some information about him, like how he does with his work and does the people who he gives their machine to him for servicing rely a lot on him for their work, and things pertaining to the capabilities of resolving any issues with the machine. Once you are convinced that your machine is going in safe hands, you should give it for service. You are convinced that your machine is going in safe hands, you should give it for service. Basically, give it to him to have it done. Do not try things on your own. Going through a user manual is advisable. However, if you are not the person who understands user manual well, then you don't try to do things referring to the manual. Though service manuals are written in simple language so that all can follow without committing any errors, still we can find people who have issues understanding what it is stated in the document and can mess up things. Again, you know, the manual is great, but if you're not a mechanic and understand that stuff, do not do it. Have an experienced mechanic take care of it. Apart from that, if you have never worked on a piece of equipment before, and there are high chances that you may end up deteriorating it completely, an experienced hand always comes handy when you need to replace a particular part of the machine. They can even offer you some tips and what you can do to lengthen the life of your machine with you'll not get from an inexperienced guy. Basically, they'll give you the knowledge that will teach you to go further with your machine down the road. Again, you know, listen to experienced mechanics and have also experienced mechanics train the young bloods, the ones that are wanting to get into the business. As a mechanic, they need to be trained by the top dogs. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.